yards there, getting to the quarterback, Brady Kirsch, and a design play action out of the wing tees. It's a bootleg to the right as he scrambles to the right, looking for an open receiver. USA very prepared for it, had all the receivers covered, so all Kirsch could do is take what was given to him a couple yards and make fourth down a little bit shorter. Now, obviously, in the go zone, they're going for it on fourth down.
On the edge of the red zone of USA, fourth and five from the 25-yard line. T formation for Kirsch and the Pirates. T formation. Going for the hard count. Gets the pitch out to the left to James Shelke. He has room to run around the left corner. He has getting close to the first down marker. He has it by about 3 yards. Gets forced out of bounds at the 18-yard line. Brought down by Foley and Lang as he's forced out of bounds. But new set of downs for the Pirates.
Yeah, and a very risky play call there, but you got to love it. Harbor Beach has ran the ball predominantly through the teeth of the defense, right between the defensive tackles, and this was the design pitch. Brady Kirsch has to plant his right foot and open pitch it with his left hand. It was on the number to James Shelke, and then at that point, it's a foot race, and my money's on him when it comes to a foot race, Clark, because he gets just enough to get the first down for the Pirates.
He headed by 2 yards, first and 10 from the USA 18-yard line. Kirsch keeps it for himself, going to the right through the gap, and he's chewed up at the line of scrimmage as Tanner Foley was there to bring him down for no gain as he tried to go around the right end. No gain, second and 10.
Yeah, Tanner Foley is seeing the ball and reading the offense very, very well. Coming from a former quarterback and a very good defensive back, Tanner Foley all over the place to start this game.
It is now second and 10 after no gain from Kirsch. 7:50 left in the first quarter. Still no score. Harbor Beach started this drive with 12 minutes on the clock. And here we are, 4 minutes and 18 seconds into it. Working inside the left hash by about 3 yards. Brady Kirsch surveying the prairie. T formation, 3 men in the backfield. USA nearly jumped. They stay on non-offsides. Daniel Lanfear gets the handoff, and he charges down the middle of the field all the way down to the 5-yard line for a big gain of, that would be 13 yards, brought down by Tanner Foley.
Yeah, Tanner Foley in on the tackle, but you don't always want him on the tackle. Remember, he's playing defensive back, and I think they'd have taken the 5-yard penalty looking back at it, Clark, but that was a big gain as Daniel Lanfear sees a small hole, doesn't miss it, and gets up into the backfield of the USA Patriots. And if Tanner Foley doesn't make that tackle, Daniel Lanfear celebrating a touchdown to start this game. But an excellent drive here by Harbor Beach, and they have done it entirely on the ground.
7:05 left in the first. First and goal from the 5 for the Pirates. Lanfear with the carry once again. Gets across the 5 out to maybe the 4. Brought down by Nathan Engelhardt off the defensive line. He's a 5'11 senior. Second and goal from the 4.
Harbor Beach has had a couple not so good runs on first down, but second down has been the play that they have succeeded at. They've almost been a little predictable setting up the defense and then going the other way on second down. So it'll be interesting to see now with back-to-back Lanfear carries in which direction Shelke goes. This is probably the time where you see Brady Kirsch roll out of the pocket possibly as play-action pass or have him run the football to try and loosen up the interior of the USA defense.
Nearly halfway through the first quarter, Harbor Beach still on the first drive. It's a handoff right through the middle to James Shelke into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. The Pirates strike first blood at 6:16 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leads by a touchdown, 6-0 over USA.
And just like that, they set up Lanfear. He runs twice through the left side. The first time successfully, the second time not so much. In this case, they fake it to Lanfear, and then coming back the other way is James Shelke, and he runs lower to the ground with a lot of quickness, and when he got through his offensive lineman, he got into the end zone with ease, and Harbor Beach scores first here on their home turf.
Harbor Beach looks like they're going for 2. Spreading it out now. Kevin Brady Kirsch in the shotgun has number 32, Cole Anderson, to his right. 2 receivers wide each way. Kirsch looking to right, passes it into the corner of the end zone, brought in, is caught by Austin Roberts, number 18 on special teams, and Harbor Beach leads 8-0. 6:16 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, grain rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Harbor Beach comes out of their first drive of the night, marches 57 yards down the field, takes 5 minutes and 44 seconds off the clock, and in for the score and the two-point conversion. And suddenly, Harbor Beach is leading USA 8-0. Kicking off for Harbor Beach, that would be number 51, Kendall Gintner. It's brought in by USA's number 24, Hunter Bone, coming down midfield and finally brought down by James Shelke at the 43-yard line. A nice return for Hunter Bone for the Patriots. And USA on their first drive tonight will start with a 57-yard field to work with.
Yeah, excellent field position for the Patriots. The defense gives up the touchdown and the two-point conversion. We'll see now how the offense responds. Same with Harbor Beach now. The defense has been the question mark all season long. We're in week 9 now. Things need to be sharper with the playoffs in front of us. And if Harbor Beach wants to be a part of that, it starts right now.
First and 10 for the USA Patriots, working off their right hash at their own 43-yard line. Harbor Beach crowding the box with 9 men in it. T formation for Kine and the Patriots, something we'll see all night long. It's a handoff to their third back on the left side, gets across the 45 down to the 47-yard line, brought down by Dulkey for Harbor Beach. As I didn't even see, Dave, who was carrying that ball. There's so many jerseys around him.
I'm pretty sure Tanner Foley gets the first carry of the night, and it goes right into the teeth of the Harbor Beach defense, and a very minimal gain. Victory, a small win there for Harbor Beach. Got to continue to do the same. Second down, maybe 6 yards coming up.
We'll call it 5 yards to go. T formation from the 48-yard line. Kine hands keeps it for himself. He's Macklin Gettle with the carry. These fakes have fooled me all season long, and that should tell you how good USA is faking the ball. Macklin Gettle right up the middle into U.S. Harbor Beach territory at the 48-yard line.
Looked like Robert Emming was in on the play, along with Jacob Wan, a couple different guys in the area for Harbor Beach. But you're absolutely right, Clark. USA runs the wing tee, but they run it a little bit different than everybody else. You see the quarterback 20 yards down the field, whether he has the football or not. They extend their runs every single time. They're fakes.
On 3rd and 1, it's a scrum forward for the Patriots, and that would be number 13, Tanner Foley, carrying the ball all the way down to the 42-yard line. Kirsch on the tackle for the Pirates, but not until after a new set of downs for the Patriots.
And the Patriots running a little quickly, getting up to the line of scrimmage, hiking the ball right away, and quick handoffs. You haven't seen the fakes yet as the quarterback, Kine, gets the ball, looks left, and hands it off right and immediately to his running back, Foley, to try and get that yard quickly. It turns into 6 or 7. Nice gain on 3rd down.
A 6-yard gain for Foley. Foley with this carry as well on 1st and 10 from Harbor Beach's 42-yard line. And he's finally brought down 12 yards later at the 30-yard line. It's going to be another set of downs for USA, brought down by James Shelke and Brett Dulkey for the Harbor Beach defense.
Right, James Shelke there was first on the scene for Harbor Beach. But Tanner Foley again gets up the field for another nice gain. Again, he is what Daniel Lanphier is to Harbor Beach. He is the go-to running back. He's the guy that's going to get the bulk of the carries with Macklin Gettle, the change of pace back, and Langs as well.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line of Harbor Beach. It's a pitch out to the right to Lang, his first carry of the night. He's around the right end, has the first down, still on his feet, falling backwards across the 20-yard line and finally down at the 18-yard line, brought down by James Shelkey and Cody Boynton for Harbor Beach. And suddenly, USA in Harbor Beach's red zone.
At this time, they take that wing tee and they run everyone to the right and they pitch it to the last back, which happens to be Lang. And Cole Anderson had a shot at him after about 4 or 5 yards, but a very nice spin move by Lang, and he spins by Anderson and gets another five for a first down for the Patriots.
From the